Back here on the Mighty 690, 7:40 on the clock, and joining us here in studio, we have Representative Dr. Ron Bryce, who has brought along with him Representative Pat Proctor, who's running for Kansas Secretary of State. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you on here, and Representative Proctor, we got to talk to you on the phone here a while back, but it's really great to have you in studio in person.
Yeah, and last time I was talking to you, I was in Alaska, so it's a little more godly hour of the day that we're talking this time.
Good grief, yeah. Well, we appreciate you you doing that and taking the time to call on in when you did. So I know you're here in Montgomery County. You actually got in yesterday to an event, so you're just kind of making the rounds here in Southeast Kansas, right?
Yeah, I got to spend the evening yesterday with the Montgomery County Republican Women. Great event. And going to be talking to a couple other folks, newspapers, stuff like that today before we head out for the next campaign stop.
Fantastic. Well, it's really great to have you along. Appreciate Dr. Ron Bryce, who has shown you around as well. So I know you guys have a little bit in common there, passing each other in the State House and hanging out up there in Topeka.
Right. It's thank you, James. It's great to be here. One of the unexpected blessings of being in the state legislature is the people that you meet, and I'm just happy to be here showing Representative Proctor around because he's been involved with elections, and I'll let him speak to the details. But one of the reasons we have such secure elections in Kansas, one of the most secure states in the country, is because of the work that Pat has done, and I'm very supportive of him for Secretary of State.
All right, so Pat, what made you want to run for this position here?
Yeah, so when you become a legislator, they ask you what committees you want to be on, and I said what anybody from Leavenworth would say. I said I want to be on military and veterans, and I want to be on corrections, because that's what we do in Leavenworth, army and prisons, and they put me on the elections committee. I'm like, well, okay, well, if I'm going to be on the elections committee, I better know something about elections. So I made an appointment with Secretary of State's office, spent the entire day with his elections team, because he's the chief elections officer. The whole time I was in there, my phone was just blowing up, just getting call after call and text after text. And I wasn't going to be rude, so I kind of put my phone away and tried to ignore the buzzing as long as I could. But once I was done, I stepped out there on the sidewalk from Memorial Hall. The Capitol was kind of looming in front of me, and I checked my phone. The day I'd been in there learning everything there was to learn about elections was January 6, 2021. And so while I'd been in there learning about elections, everything had happened in D.C. on January 6. It sort of hit me like a ton of bricks. I had all these ideas about what I was going to be doing in the legislature. But probably the most important thing I was going to be working on was restoring confidence in our elections. The reason I say that is I spent 25 years in the Army, served a lot of places where people don't believe in the ballot box, don't believe in civil processes, solve their problems. The way they solve their problems is they pick up guns and they shoot each other. And I swore an oath when I put on the uniform all those years ago to support and defend the Constitution, to support and defend our way of life. And if I could have some impact on bringing people back into the process and restoring confidence, I felt like it was my duty to do that. And now that, you know, our current Secretary of State's running for governor, I felt like it was really important that we have somebody in that seat that really knows elections and is focused on restoring confidence and bringing people back.
We're very good. We're speaking with Representative Pat Proctor, who's running for Kansas Secretary of State, I believe. Now, you're the only Republican running right now, correct?
That's a new development. Yeah, so the gentleman who was running against me in the primary has joined Scott Schwab's ticket as his lieutenant governor candidate. And so I will have a Democrat in the fall. I got a pretty good idea who that is, but it's up to the voters and the Democrat Party. The lady that is most likely to run against me, she's going to have a ton of cash. She's backed by one of these Soros PACs, March On PAC, that's trying to flip Secretary of State races blue so that they can take over our elections. And I just think that's incredibly dangerous for Kansas.
Well, there has been a lot of outside money coming into not only Kansas, but states, you know, all across the country for some of these races that we've seen.
Yeah, so another thing I do as the chair of the Elections Committee is campaign finance. And we've done a lot of work over my time as the chair on that. First, trying to get foreign money, actually passing a bill to ban foreign money in our elections, because, you know, on these constitutional amendment questions, you know, foreign billionaires were just dumping cash into Kansas because there's only 3 million of us, so it's kind of cheap to campaign here, trying to turn us blue by rewriting our Constitution. I banned that last year with the help of Ron Bryce and a lot of other great legislators in the House and the Senate. And then we had an interim hearing this last year on Act Blue, how they're using Act Blue as a money laundering scheme to hide foreign money and infuse it into campaigns. I'd like to continue to work on that as the Secretary of State. People need to know that that Kansans are the people that are deciding who runs Kansas, not foreign billionaires.
Sure. So, you know, for voters listening here this morning, you know, what other qualifications do you think that set you apart to be able to lead and provide for Kansas if you're elected?
Yeah. So, in addition to being a legislator and a retired Army colonel, I'm also have done a lot of work in Homeland Security. When I was in the Army, I did a lot of stuff connected to Homeland Security. After I got out, for the last 6 years, I've been a professor of Homeland Security at Wichita State University. In addition to being the chairman of the Elections Committee, I'm also chairman of the Joint Kansas Security Committee. And people don't really think of elections as Homeland Security, but it's a critical infrastructure for Homeland Security because it's a way that foreign actors try to impact politics here in Kansas and in the United States. So I think having that security background, especially when we're talking about, you know, voting technology and things like that, I think is also going to be critical.
So, you know, when you look towards, you know, what the Secretary of State's office can control and, you know, has purview over, what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing Kansas that, you know, could be addressed through that office?
Yeah, a concern that I've heard over and over again is citizens and non-citizens voting in our elections. We've done a lot of work on that. This last year, we passed a constitutional amendment that, you know, everybody's talking about the judicial selection amendment. In November, there's going to be another constitutional amendment on the ballot, citizens only voting, which says very clearly only U.S. citizens can vote in our elections in Kansas, because incredibly, it wasn't in our Constitution. It wasn't in our statutes. We've also done a lot of stuff to identify non-citizens and scrub our voter rolls to make sure they're not end up on our voter rolls. And it happens. You know, not too long ago, the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, turns out he'd been voting for 29 years and he wasn't a citizen. We caught him through some of the measures that I was able to pass as chair of the Elections Committee.
Do you think there's a specific breakdown in how some of these issues happen with non-citizens voting, or what can you point to?
Yeah, so a lot of people know that, you know, every state's a voter state because of the National Voter Registration Act. What they don't know is every state is also a food stamp voter state and a Medicaid voter state and a welfare voter state because the National Voter Registration Act also requires those offices to ask, do you want to register to vote? It turns out our governor wasn't waiting for you to say yes. She was just sending a voter registration form to everybody, including citizens, including non-citizens, including illegal aliens, unfortunately, because some of them are getting benefits too against the law. And so by requiring, we passed a law that requires those offices to tell us what non-citizens are getting benefits so we can scrub our voter rolls and make sure they're not getting the voter rolls. And it's not just for the sanctity of our elections. You know, a lot of those folks don't know that they're registering to vote because they're just filling out all the paperwork they're being handed. And, you know, if you're a non-citizen and you register to vote, and especially if you vote, you could cause yourself to never be able to become a citizen. And so it's also about protecting those non-citizens from making a mistake that will prevent them from ever achieving the American dream.
Well, and obviously, you know, when it comes to elections, our counties kind of all have their own process and system of how they those tabulate the votes. But it does seem like as a nation, for some reason, you would think technology would make things faster, but it seems like counting votes is getting slower and slower with technology.
Yeah. Well, we in Kansas have eliminated a lot of things that you just saw California doing. Like, for instance, they take ballots for days and days and days after the election. Here in Kansas, last year, we banned the 3-day grace period. So now election day is election day. We stopped taking ballots. So we're not just counting ballots for days and days after the election. They do a lot of other crazy stuff, like they they send everybody a mail-in ballot, whether they ask for it or not. So you've got all these live ballots out there. Voter rolls are kind of a mess. And so you're sending ballots to dead people. You're sending ballots to people who've moved. And, you know, in California, they have signature verification, but somebody else can sign and say, oh, I watched that person fill out the ballot, and then they don't have to sign. So in Kansas, we have signature verification. But, you know, all of these laws get sued. There's they hate when I call them this, so I call them this all the time, the Access to Ballot Harvesting, the ACLU, this group called Loud Light. They sue us on all these laws because they want to keep ballot harvesting legal, and we need a Secretary of State that's going to fight to protect these laws that we've put in place.
We're speaking with Pat Proctor, who's running on the Republican ticket for Kansas Secretary of State. And, sir, if elected, I know you've mentioned several priorities. Is there anything specific that you'd really like to see done here if elected?
Yeah, so everybody wants to talk to me about elections because it's kind of sexy. But the other thing that the Secretary of State's office does is run the business division. So every business that, you know, incorporates in Kansas goes through the Secretary of State's office. And me and my wife, we own a couple restaurants. We started our first one in 2006. And when we started our restaurant, thank God my wife knew how to run a restaurant, but neither one of us knew how to run a business. And I kind of did the obvious things, got a tax ID, you know, filed for a corporation name. But then I started getting all these letters for all the things I didn't do. And a lot of times they came with fines. And that always stuck with me. I feel like if the government's going to make you do something, it's the government's responsibility to make sure you know you have to do it. And so something I'd like to do with that website is right under where you put your corporation name, I want to put another little chat window that just says what kind of business you want to start, where do you want to start it. And you put, you know, restaurant in Leavenworth or grocery store in Coffeyville or whatever. And an AI backend goes and finds all the regulations and spits out a list. This is all the stuff you have to do to start your business with a little link to click so that the government's telling you, you know, what you have to do rather than you having to go hire a lawyer or go find out for yourself the hard way.
Well, and that's a great point because, you know, the other thing is even with nonprofits, there's still paperwork that has to be completed. And a lot of folks may have no idea that that has to be taken care of.
Absolutely. And after I get that done, I want to go back to Ron in the legislature and I want to get a law passed that says if my website doesn't spit it out, the government can't fine you for it. Because, like I said, it's the government's responsibility. If they don't tell you, they can't. They shouldn't be able to penalize you for not knowing about it. So it shifts the burden. It shifts the burden from the business owner having to do all the legwork to the government having to tell the business owner what they have to do.
We're speaking here with Representative Pat Proctor, who is running for Kansas Secretary of State. And, sir, as we wrap up here, is there anything else you'd like to communicate directly to the voters?
Well, I'd just like to tell the voters of Montgomery County that you're incredibly well represented. It has been an honor to serve with Dr. Ron Bryce. He's one of the most respected representatives in the legislature, especially when it comes to anything medical. I just go talk to Ron because it's such a complicated field, and he's such an incredible expert, such incredible a public servant. And so I'm honored to spend the day with him here. I hope that the people of Montgomery County will send him back because we need him in the legislature.
All right. Very good. Well, best of luck here as you continue your campaign. Appreciate you coming on by here today, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Representative Pat Proctor along with Representative Dr. Ron Bryce. And of course, if you missed a portion of this interview, you can always find that up later at KGGFradio.com. On the way, we do have an update from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa Wilson will join us here in just a few moments.